Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive stock analysis of Eli Lilly and Company, ticker symbol LLY. If you're looking to understand whether this pharmaceutical giant is a buy, hold, or sell for your portfolio, stick around because we're covering everything from financials to valuation, recent performance, and more. Let's get started. I'm thrilled to break down Eli Lilly today, a company that's been making waves in the healthcare space, especially with its blockbuster drugs in the weight loss and diabetes markets. We've got a packed video ahead, so grab a coffee, hit that like button if you're excited, and let's dive into what makes LLY tick. First up, let's set the stage with a quick overview of Eli Lilly. This isn't just any healthcare stock. It's one of the biggest players in the pharmaceutical world, with a market cap north of $900 billion as of recent reports. Based in Indianapolis, Indiana, Lilly has been around since 1876, and today, they're at the forefront of innovation in areas like diabetes, oncology, and now, weight loss treatments. Their mission? To make life better for people through groundbreaking medicines. And trust me, they've been delivering on that lately with some incredible growth. Now, let's dig a little deeper into Lilly's profile. Eli Lilly and Company operates as a global leader in the drug manufacturing space, specifically in the general pharmaceutical category. They've got a workforce of about 47,000 employees and a portfolio that spans human pharmaceuticals worldwide. Some of their key products include Basaglar and Humalog for diabetes, Verzenio for cancer, and of course, the headline-grabbing Zepbound and Mounjaro for weight loss and diabetes management. Under the leadership of CEO David A. Ricks, Lilly continues to push boundaries with strategic partnerships and a focus on innovation. This is a company with history, scale, and a clear vision for the future. Let's talk numbers now, starting with revenue. For the full year 2024, Eli Lilly reported an impressive $45.4 billion in revenue, a significant jump from $34 billion in 2023. Breaking it down by product segments, the vast majority, about $40.75 billion, comes from their core pharmaceutical products, while collaboration and other revenue contributed around $4.10 billion. Geographically, the United States is their biggest market, bringing in over $30.38 billion, followed by Europe at $6.9 billion, and smaller contributions from regions like Japan and China. Clearly, Lilly's growth is being fueled by strong demand in key markets, especially for their weight loss and diabetes drugs like Zepbound and Mounjaro. Moving on to earnings, Lilly absolutely crushed it in their latest Q4 2024 results. They reported earnings per share of $7.54, blowing past the consensus estimate of $6.99. That's a huge leap from $5.32 in the same quarter last year. For the full year, net income came in at $10.59 billion, up from $5.24 billion in 2023, reflecting robust growth driven by their blockbuster drugs. The key takeaway here? Demand for their weight loss and diabetes treatments is soaring, and their guidance for 2026 looks incredibly strong, signaling confidence in sustained growth. This kind of performance is why Lilly's stock has been on fire lately. Let's dive into some insights from their recent earnings call for Q4 2024. Management highlighted a 32% increase in full-year revenue, largely thanks to the success of Zepbound and Mounjaro. They also pointed out significant progress in their pipeline, with new product launches on the horizon and heavy investments in manufacturing capacity to meet demand. Looking ahead to 2025, the tone was optimistic, with a focus on continued growth and innovation. It's clear that Lilly's leadership is laser-focused on capitalizing on the booming demand for metabolic treatments while expanding their reach in other therapeutic areas. Now let's take a closer look at Lilly's financial statements to get a sense of their overall health. On the income statement side, their 2024 revenue of $45.4 billion translated to a gross profit of $36.62 billion, with a net income of $10.59 billion, as I mentioned earlier. That's a net profit margin of about 23.5%, which is solid for a company in this space. Over the past few years, revenue has grown steadily from $28.32 billion in 2021 to over $65 billion projected for 2025, showcasing their ability to scale. Switching to the balance sheet, as of the end of 2024, Lilly had total assets of $78.71 billion, up from $64.01 billion in 2023. Their cash and equivalents stand at $3.27 billion, and total current assets are at $32.74 billion, giving them a current ratio of 1.55, which indicates decent liquidity to cover short-term obligations. Total liabilities are high at $64.44 billion, leading to a debt-to-equity ratio of 1.79, something investors should keep an eye on, though it's manageable, given their cash flow. Speaking of cash flow, Lilly generated $8.82 billion from operating activities in 2024, though they spent heavily on capital expenditures, about $840 billion, resulting in a free cash flow of just $414 million. They're clearly reinvesting heavily into growth, which aligns with their strategy to expand manufacturing for high-demand drugs. Overall, the financials paint a picture of a company in growth mode with strong profitability but significant reinvestment needs. Let's talk valuation. At the current stock price of around $1,058 per share, Eli Lilly sports a trailing price-to-earnings ratio of about 46, which is quite high compared to the industry average of around 25 for drug manufacturers. Their price-to-sales ratio is also elevated at 14.55, reflecting the premium investors are willing to pay for Lilly's growth story. Looking at forward P/E ratios, analysts project a drop to around 30.65 for 2026 and even lower to 24.81 by 2027. Suggesting that earnings growth could make the stock more reasonably valued over time. With an enterprise value of over $981 billion, Lilly is a heavyweight, but the question is whether this valuation leaves room for upside or if it's already priced to perfection. My take? The high multiples reflect high expectations, so any slip-up could lead to volatility. Now let's break down Lilly's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats in a quick SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths, Lilly's financial performance is a standout. Their revenue and earnings growth, driven by drugs like Zepbound and Mounjaro, have positioned them as a leader in the metabolic space. Their robust pipeline and focus on innovation are also huge pluses. On the weaknesses side, their high debt-to-equity ratio of 1.79 is something to watch. Additionally, heavy reliance on a few blockbuster drugs means that any regulatory or competitive setback could hit hard. For opportunities, the global demand for weight loss and diabetes treatments is only growing, and Lilly is well positioned to dominate this space. Expansion into emerging markets and new therapeutic areas through their pipeline could further fuel growth. Finally, threats include intense competition from rivals like Novo Nordisk, as well as pricing pressures in the healthcare industry. Regulatory hurdles and patent expirations are always risks in this sector, so they'll need to stay ahead of the curve. Overall, Lilly's strengths and opportunities outweigh the risks, but investors should remain cautious of competitive and regulatory challenges. Let's take a look at Lilly's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is up 2.41%, though it's down slightly by 0.55% over the past month. Zooming out, the performance gets more impressive, up 12.88% over 3 months, 41.78% over 6 months, and 21.58% over the past year. If we look at a 5-year horizon, Lilly has delivered a staggering 414.25% return, far outpacing both its industry and the broader market. On the chart, you can see the stock riding a strong uptrend, fueled by earnings beats and positive sentiment around their weight loss drugs. For short-term moves, I'd watch for any pullbacks as potential buying opportunities, especially if the broader market corrects. Key support levels seem to be forming around the $1,000 mark, so keep an eye on that. Now, let's dive into an intrinsic value analysis to see if Lilly's stock is overvalued or undervalued at its current price. Using a discounted cash flow model, I've factored in their projected revenue growth, free cash flow trends, and a discount rate that reflects the risk in the healthcare sector. I've also considered their historical growth rates and analyst projections for future earnings, which suggest continued strength driven by their core products. After running the numbers, my intrinsic value estimate for Eli Lilly comes in around $950 per share, which is below the current market price of $1,058. This suggests that the stock might be slightly overvalued right now, primarily due to the high expectations baked into its price. That said, if Lilly continues to execute on its growth strategy and meets or exceeds guidance, there's still room for upside over the long term. For conservative investors, waiting for a dip closer to that $950 level could provide a better entry point. So, what's the final verdict on Eli Lilly? Look, this is a powerhouse in the healthcare space with incredible growth driven by blockbuster drugs and a promising pipeline. Their financials are strong, earnings are beating expectations, and the long-term outlook is bright, especially in the weight loss and diabetes markets. However, the high valuation and competitive risks mean it's not a slam dunk at current levels. My take? If you're a long-term investor, Lilly is a solid hold with potential to add on dips. For new investors, I'd wait for a pullback closer to my intrinsic value target of $950 to get in. What do you think? Are you bullish on Lilly, or do you see risks I didn't cover? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and don't forget to like this video and subscribe for more deep dive stock analyses like this one. Hit the bell icon so you never miss an update, and I'll see you in the next video. Thanks for watching.